This is Sylvia Vivanco from staff speaking. I would like to welcome you all to this call. First of all, I would like to convey apologies from Sylvia Hernan-Leite and Jose Arce, who are unable to attend the call, and they have asked me to initiate this call. And they have asked me to appoint a chair and vice chair for this working group. Before initiating the call, I would like to ask Julia from staff on the English channel to proceed with the roll call, please, so that we can
thank you
the participants on this call. So please, Julia, go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Julia speaking. Welcome, everyone, to the Lecrado Organizing Committee on Thursday, 19th of September, 2013 at 23 UTC. On the call today, we have on the Spanish channel, Raúl Barrel, Aida Noblia, Juan Manuel Rojas, Leon Sanchez, and Carlos Aguirre. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantilaxin. We have apologies from Tibia Hernandez, José Arce, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Marcelo Tellez, and Humberto Carrasco. Our interpreters today are Sabrina and David. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Chavelin. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreter to identify you on the other language channel, and also to speak at a reasonable speed, to allow accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you.
This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Sabrina. So we are going to proceed with this meeting. As you know, the objective of this meeting is to organize the Lecrado event in the Buenos Aires meeting. As you know, it's very traditional to have the Lecrado in the region where the meeting will be taking place, hosting the showcase in order to show what the Lecrado feels like showing or showcasing. We may have a little celebration or small celebration after the showcase. And as you know the way we work on these events because you have attended prior events. So we have scheduled activities for Monday, November the 18th. That will be the day on which we will be conducting or on which the Lecrado showcase will take place. So we would like to define who will be leading this working group. We would like to select a chair and vice chair of these working groups so that they will interact more fluently with staff. So can you please share your views, your proposals? Anybody would like to volunteer? And we need somebody else to help that person. And please feel free to ask for the floor. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Leon, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Leon speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I am relatively new here, but my concern is that we should have a showcase that should reflect what the ALSs are doing in the region, and we should work on internal issues within the Lecrado. I believe there are certain items pending discussion, and I would like the agenda to focus on these substantive issues and also clearly have the region stand out, of course. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Leon. I think that Juan Manuel would like to take the floor. Juan Manuel Rojas, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Juan Manuel Rojas speaking. So I would like to help in this working group. There are some proposals on the wiki, and the idea was exactly to have a working group and to have somebody leading the working group or the initiative. But I think it's also important for us to show how much the region has progressed, that is the Latin America and Caribbean plan on which Dev and Fatima have been working. We would like to share the results of the working groups created in Costa Rica, the four working groups. And surely they have things they want to showcase, so they might do something very brief along those lines. We could show the work that we have done because we have these working groups, and I think that apart from the cultural richness, it's important that we should showcase our progress and our input and collaboration. So it shouldn't be something boring, quote-unquote. We should also showcase the ALSs, what they have done. So for the time being, I think that's all I have to say. Thank you. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Juan Manuel. So both ideas are very good, and I have also seen certain ideas that AIDA has consolidated in a document on the wiki page, and that's very interesting. But I believe that in order to continue, because in a way now I am a sort of moderator of this debate, well, I think that one of you should volunteer to be the chair of this organizing committee. And the person that would also act, or the person that would act as the secretary, or would be the in charge of the secretariat of this organizing committee. Is that Carlos speaking? This is Carlos Vera. Yes, I was asking for the floor. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, Carlos, go ahead, please. Carlos Vera speaking. I have proposed Leon Sanchez as the chair, and I can help him in my capacity as the secretary. Silvia Vivanco speaking. So, Leon, would you agree with this proposal? This is Leon speaking for the record. Thank you. I think I wouldn't be able to chair the group because, as I said, I have little experience, and since this is a very relevant event for the region, I wouldn't like my lack of expertise to interfere because I am new. But of course, I would gladly help in my capacity as a volunteer. The thing is that I still do not feel able to lead the group. Carlos Aguirre, asking for the floor, please. Silvia Vivanco, thank you, Leon. Carlos, you have the floor now. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. I would like to propose Carlos Vera as the chair or leader of this working group. I believe he's got the experience, the necessary experience. He has been working in our region for several years, and I believe it is time that he became the leader of this working group, and I would like to propose Aida Noblia as the secretary or secretariat because she has been working in the region for a while and she will be able to show how capable she is. And I would like them to accept because they are two very capable people in our region. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you. I am taking down notes of your comments. Dev, you have the floor now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is David Antelutzing speaking. I'll be willing to be a vice chair for this working group. I have a lot of, I've been involved in a lot of working groups, so I don't think I could be the chair of this group, but I'm very willing to be a vice chair, and I have had the experience of being the Lac Rallo Secretariat, in Lac Rallo for a few years. So I'm aware of what's required of the Lac Rallo Showcase, so I'm willing to offer my expertise in this area. That's it.
Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Dev. Your comment has been noted. Now, Raoul Bauer has the floor. Go ahead, Raoul, please. This is Raoul Bauer. I would like to second Carlos Aguirre's motion regarding Carlos Vera. And I think that Dev's suggestion is a very good one in that he could help Carlos in his role. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Aida Noblia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Aida Noblia speaking. I agree. I can help. I can cooperate. But I think we have to seek people with more experience within ICANN. So I think that Dev and Carlos Vera could very well be in the positions that have been proposed. Of course, I am willing to help within my possibilities. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Aida. I see Juan Manuel Rojas asking for the floor. Go ahead, please, Juan Manuel. This is Juan Manuel Rojas. Thank you, Silvia. Well, I am willing to lead the group, if necessary, in order to work on the showcase. That's my proposal in a nutshell. I would like to participate, and I would like to help and maybe lead the group. Thank you. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, thank you. I have noted several proposals. I think that there is agreement that we should have, or Carlos Vera should be the chair, and Devan Antilak-Singh would work as the secretary. So if everybody agrees, if there is consensus, they would be leading this working group, and we staff would be liaising with them and with all of you, of course, on the wiki. And having said this, if there are no issues with this or nobody disagrees, I could hand over this call to Carlos Vera so that he can chair the call. Of course, Carlos, if you agree. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Yes, of course. Thank you, Carlos Aguirre. Thank you, colleagues and friends. Let us start working. Of course, we have Juan Manuel in the team, so that we can work together. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Carlos, and excuse me for the interruption. I had prepared or proposed a preliminary or draft agenda. We address the catering, the budget, the sponsors. So having said this, I now hand over the coordination or chair of this call to you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you, Silvia. So let us move on to the next item on the agenda. That is the program. I believe we have some ideas posted on the wiki. And initially, we had agreed on organizing this according to different themes and having subgroups, sub-working groups, maybe two or three people in each of these subgroups in order to take care of these specific topics so that they can draft a work proposal and so that we can all move forward. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Carlos, if I may, I have posted a page on the wiki, and we can see that now in the AC room. Basically, it's a table, and it's just by way of example, only by way of example. It is something similar to what we did in Africa. And you can see the way in which the showcase was organized. It's a 1.5 or 1 hour and a half hour event. And you can have that document on the screen as some kind of reference. That's it. Thank you. This is Carlos speaking. Thank you. Excellent. And we can see that document. I think that you very well explained this at the beginning of the call. That is what we mean when we speak about a showcase. And we can start working on the document displayed so that we can start shaping this event, and we can start having a draft agenda and a proposed agenda as a starting point. I don't know if anyone would like to make a comment at this point.
I'll talk to you after. All right, everything else is okay? All right. Take care.
So this is Carlos Vera speaking again. Let us move on. In terms of the organization. We have, or as we can see, the very first point is the arrival of delegates. Carlos Vera speaking again. Please bear with me. I am trying to adjust the screen format. Silvia, can you please explain the items on the screen? Because I have difficulty seeing the whole document. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, of course. And I will also adjust my screen format, so please bear with me for a little while. Okay, so first we have the welcome by the moderator. Generally, this is La Kralos, our chair or secretariat. Then we have the welcome by La Kralos chair. Then we have a very brief speech, 3 to 5 minute speech given by the chair of ALAC, in this case Olivier. And then we have the address from the CEO, that is Fadi Shehadi. We always can count on his support. Then we have Steve Crocker's speech. He almost always attends our showcases, so we would have his presentation. And after that, we have, as I wrote here, introductory speakers, that is, people that we as La Kralos could choose, that is, we could choose the speakers. For instance, in Africa, we had some members of the academia and some students speaking about the importance of Internet in Africa, the benefits of the Internet in Africa, etc. So in La Kralos, we may have the speakers or the people that you really want to have, maybe ALS representatives or maybe civil society representatives. This is up to you. Then we have a presentation of the La Kralos ALSs. This is something I included. Maybe you would like to have a video or PowerPoint presentation. And then if there were sponsors, people that were providing financial support, we would give them the floor. In the case of Afralo, they had Google as their sponsor, so the Google representative took the floor. And finally, we have some typical dance show or celebration. As you said, we could have a brief overview of La Cralo's substantive achievements. As I see on the wiki, you could speak about La Cralo's achievements of the most important policy documents. This is, of course, completely up to La Cralo. That is what you would like to showcase as the region's achievements. And this is the format. Carlos, go ahead, please. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you. The explanation has been very clear. So, we should focus first on defining, or we should focus on determining whether each ALS should be presenting something, or if we are going to have only one presentation on behalf of La Cralo, that would integrate, of course, all the ALSs. So we should start defining this. That is, if we're going to have a presentation per ALS, time allowing, or if we should have a La Cralo presentation, including or encompassing the ALSs, and how we could organize this. That would be the first idea, along which we could work on the basis of this draft agenda. So, of course, if you have any other idea, please feel free to take the floor.
Carlos Aguirre is asking for the floor. Go ahead, Carlos, please. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking, for the record. This is a question for staff based on organizational and administrative issues. What's the deadline to have this event organized? That's my question. And then also, based on what you said, Carlos, it would be good, so as not to make it very long, it would be nice that the presentations, because, you know, I've been to many showcases and sometimes they are really unbearable. So it would be really nice if our chair, the ALEC chair, and Fadi could address the meeting, and then if we could just mention the ALSs in the region by stating who are the delegates or their chairs, but without really giving them the floor, because otherwise it would be really long and really boring. And also, if you give the floor to some and not to others, we could just be hurting them some way or another. We know that these are very sensitive issues, and it would be nice if these people could talk so that we don't hurt any feelings and we can go on to another event that we have thought of or that we can just schedule. That's my standing, and I reiterate the question for the staff, what is the deadline? Because based on that, we will be needing to work and finish the work. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Can staff answer this question, and then we will give the floor to Juan Manuel Rojas, who raised his hand. This is Silvia speaking.
Hi, this is Heidi. Silvia, are you able to take that question?
I just thought I was on mute. With respect to the deadline, considering the 18th of November is the date, we also looking at the calendar, and ideally everything should be well organized 2 weeks before the meeting. So I'm looking at my calendar, and I would say by November 8th maximum, we should have everything well organized. If it is before, then much the better, because we will have a lot more possibilities to make adjustments and improvements to our showcase. In other cases, we have worked a little bit, you know, by the hour, and, you know, this is not ideal. We have to work in a rush. And I would recommend that we set these dates, the maximum days of Friday, the 8th of November, to have everything organized and to be able to get all the details and everything already asked for so that we can get to Argentina with no pressure, without a rush. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Juan Manuel, you have the floor. And Silvia speaking again. I'm sorry, just one little moment. Heidi is telling me that even when there's no deadline, something's very important. We need to, if you need to invite Patty or Steve Crockett or other important people to speak, then we should define this as early as possible so they can schedule their speeches within the very tight agenda they have in ICANN. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Thank you, Carlos. Do you hear me? Yes, we hear you. So basically, just following the line of what Carlos Aguirre was saying, some of the proposals we had on the wiki said we would make only one video to present as the rest of the ALAC so that we can make the presentation of the ALAC easier. And we should also start defining who the speakers in the region would be, the chair of the regions and other personalities that we know we should contact well ahead. And also we need to know who can address the people from the region, and we can need to ask them if they agree to take the floor and which issues can be dealt with. Thank you. This is Carlos speaking. Dev, now you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. David Antilaxing speaking. Regarding the presentation of the Lacroix ELSs, by the Secretariat, I will agree with Carlos that really all that's needed is for just really a sort of roll call, just announcing the at-large structure representatives that are at the showcase itself. So it would not take, there would not be a presentation of any sort or anything of that. It will just be a roll call of all of the Lacroix ELS representatives present. And if the space allows, inside the room, maybe they could come up to the front of the room or whatever, if there's space for that. Regards to the introductory speakers, I see the suggestion that Rodrigo de la Parra, for the VP of Stakeholder Engagement for Latin America and the Caribbean, would be a suitable choice. I was also wondering, I'm not 100% sure, I think there's also the stakeholder engagement for the Caribbean, which is Albert Daniels. So that could also be, I would say those would be the two speakers that I could talk about that could be, suitable for the showcase. So those are my suggestions on those two points.
Carlos Herrera speaking. Now, Raul Bauer speaking. I want to ask this question. I don't know if someone can answer. Does anybody know how many representatives, how many ALSs will be represented by someone in the Buenos Aires meeting? How many ALS representatives will we have at the meeting physically present? That's what I mean.
This is Dave. I could try to answer that.
Go ahead, Dev, please.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. It's not clear as to how many representatives will be attending the ICANN meeting. So I think that's one of the first things we need to do is to send a poll to all the at-large structure representatives, asking them, will they be at the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires? So I think that will be the first action item that we need to do to confirm the number of at-large structure representatives attending the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires. That's it.
This is speakers overlapping. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Now giving the floor to Carlos Dionisio. This is Raul Bauer speaking. This suggestion, I think, is adequate. My question also wanted to try to make some kind of offering on some kind of local processes to try to get an out-of-program activity independently of what we have at the showcase day. That is, I also offer my support if I can suggest names of people who can dance, who can sing tango, to make some social additions to the meeting. So I would like to know who I should send my proposals to know if there is a budget for this, and to try to help in this regard. Thank you. This is Carlos speaking. Carlos Aguirre and Carlos Dionisio, you have raised your hands. Thank you, Carlos Vera. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking for the record. I agree with what Dev said regarding the participation of Rodrigo de la Parra as Vice Chair for Latin America in ICANN, but I think four speakers is enough. And when many people speak, and I say this again, this meeting becomes very boring, and four people representing our region, José Arce, the Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Vice Chair of ALAC, Fadi Shehadi, and even ICANN President, and Rodrigo, I think this is enough. We should then send the invitation to these people so we can be sure that they will attend our event so that they can, so that our showcase can be in their schedule. And on the other hand, the communications people in the vice chair for Latin America, Alexandra, she is preparing a video, Alexandra Dark, on the internet pioneers in the region. And I think if we had this video, or if Rodrigo's people could present that video at our showcase, it would be really nice to show all the people who have been involved in our region from the beginning. A video with something nice. I think what Raul Bauer has just proposed is fundamental, is essential, and Silvia Vivanco, I'm sure, will have the necessary links to connect to Raul Bauer. He lives in Buenos Aires, he knows a lot about Buenos Aires, to be able to show a tango group, to be at the showcase. So this is how we could give a happier ambience environment and show something more interesting. I agree with Raul, and I subscribe. I agree with what he said. This is Carlos speaking. these are the proposals then that could become an agreement. First, we would have only one presentation, only one presentation by Lacrallo with the input of the ALSs, and we would make no individual presentation. Second, we would have no more than four speakers, including all our RALO delegates, and the speakers that we need to define, these were the suggestions by Rodrigo de la Parra for the Caribbean, and Albert Daniels, actually, for the Caribbean, and Rodrigo de la Parra. So we would need to include these names on the list, and there are other issues to be analyzed. First, we would need, as Dev suggests, we would need to send a poll to determine which ALSs will be involved and determine the program based on that. And finally, based on what Raul has said, we have considered Carlos Aguirre's contributions and also Juan Manuel's input. And with what Raul has said, he would need to connect with Silvia Vivanco to see what other performances can we include in this showcase. If this is so, then we will need to refine these points, and we would need to go then to item 5, and unless somebody else would like to say something else in this point. Okay, I think then...
Sorry, this is Heidi, Carlos. May I say a few words on the catering?
Please go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Please go ahead, Heidi.
Okay, yes, thank you. So on the catering, we've been working closely with meeting staff on the catering options. We have found that the costs for the Sheraton in Buenos Aires are extremely high, and given that we have limited funding at the moment, at least from the part of ICANN, for the showcase, we will be rather limited in terms of the catering. So currently, I believe, and perhaps Sylvia can correct me if I'm not saying this right, there will be wine, beer, soft drinks, and water served, as well as two hot items of food, as well as two cold items of food. And the number of people that we are estimating will be between 60 and 75 people. Now, this might be a lower number than you would expect for in terms of catering, but we have found in the past that if we have even 100 people, that catering for around 60 to 75 usually covers that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This is Carlos speaking. Okay, thank you. I think, Deb, would you like to take the floor?
Thank you. This is Dave. Just to follow up with what Heidi has said, given that the catering would need funding, it does become important to figure out then a possible sponsor that we could approach to help offset those costs of the catering. So once, staff has an idea of what is needed for that catering, we can then approach a sponsor. I see some of what's mentioned on the agenda. Possible sponsors are LACNIC or Google or Yahoo Argentina. Those are, I think, all very good possible sponsorship opportunities there. So this also means that this also needs to be, you know, we have to get the letter out to the sponsors as soon as possible to make sure we can lock in that funding for catering and or entertainment. That's it.
This is Carlos speaking, that's correct. So we have defined an approximate number between 60 and 75 people. This is Carlos Vera. If we reach 100 people, then it should be enough. And then the other item, the other action item that we should deal with this staff is to set the budget for this activity, and then we would be dealing with item 4 of our agenda. And with this, we propose approaching the possible sponsors to get the necessary financing. Is there any other thing that you'd like to add? Now I give the floor to Aida. This is Aida Noblia speaking, for the record. I just want to reconfirm everything that has been said. We will be present, and in the interest of naming in the content that we name the achievements of the strategic plan, I just wanted to reconfirm that this idea is important, and aside from everything that has been said, I just want to make sure that this is mentioned. Thank you. This is Carlos speaking. Now we give the floor to Dev. Go ahead, Dev, please.
Thank you, Dave and Ann speaking. Regards to the Latin American and Caribbean regional strategy, I should mention that, of course, that the strategy has its own session, and I believe it's around from 60 to 90 minutes on, I believe it's Wednesday. It hasn't been fixed. I don't think the Pacific time has been fixed. So I don't think we could be able to really go into detail on, because, you know, that would require quite a bit of time to present even one of the five tracks that are currently showcased at Buenos Aires. So I think it could be mentioned, and I'm sure Rodrigo and Albert could, you know, give abroad, you know, there's a lot of excitement in the region as, you know, the people are collaborating and working together, you know. But to go into a detailed presentation of the results would be a good idea. I think obviously what we can do is, of course, mention that there's a lot of activity and invite them to attend the session on Wednesday. So that's it.
This is Carlos speaking. Thank you. I have taken note of that. Is there any other aspect that you think we should consider? We have even had a look at item 5, catering options. This is something we still need to develop, as has been said. I think we are about to finish this meeting. I don't know we can talk about any other promotional items, or if anybody has any idea or issue that you'd like to deal in items 3, 4, or 5. We have sort of combined them in this discussion. So I now give the floor to whoever would like to speak. Otherwise, we'll go to promotional items. Okay, Carlos speaking. If there are no comments on this issue, we could go then to item 6, promotional items. Silvia, could you please explain How have promotional items been understood? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Each Reylo usually has some kind of souvenir related to the region. If you recall, in Africa, we had some promotional elements such as pins. In China, we had some ribbons. Now, in the region, do you have any ideas or what we could prepare? Perhaps some kind of pens or pins or perhaps a keychain or some promotional item aside from the brochures that we always distribute. Perhaps we could think of some kind of souvenir to distribute among the participants as a sort of an outreach activity to make some advertising of what La Crado is. So for these kind of issues, we do need sponsors. We, in some other regions, we have asked, we were lucky to get sponsors who could fund these little gifts for the participants. That's the idea of the promotional items. This is Carlos speaking. Okay, so as a proposal, we should also define some kind of promotion and and something that just can allow us to show some positioning strategy in these events. Does anybody have any idea or any comment that you'd like us to consider at the time? Juan Manuel, you have the floor now. This is Juan Manuel speaking. Well, of course, this depends on the sponsors we may get for this case. This is Juan Manuel for the record. This also depends on the sponsors then, but it would be interesting. We will be in Latin America. We will be in Buenos Aires. Perhaps we can think of certain elements. In Colombia, we have some art crafts. That's very traditional of the country. With this, I mean that maybe we can think of a souvenir that's common to Argentina, like a sort of a gaucho hat or a poncho or something that could include the icon logo or the La Crado logo or the at-large logo in the souvenir as a part of the promotional item. But I don't really know which could be the souvenir representing the region, but this could depend on the sponsor. Thank you. Dev, you have the floor now. Please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Dave speaking. Well, I think that's an interesting idea, and I have to admit, I chuckled at Raul's suggestion of a T-shirt from Messi would be a great souvenir. One of the suggestions I said in the chat would be like USB flash drives, and that could would have all particular logos. But I also recognize that again, as Juan has pointed out, that this then requires funding to be available to make that item happen. So, of course, maybe you should try to look for something, of course, as simple and as inexpensive as possible. As Sylvia said, previous Reylos had like buttons, which people could have buttoned onto their shirts or clothes. To so when they were walking around, people could see that. I believe another Reylo used a ribbon, which was a very colorful ribbon, and I think it was a very eye-catching type of, you know, it attracted people and say, oh, what's that? And I think that would be obviously very good to, you know, as a form of outreach, not just so much in reach, so to speak. So I think, so if there is some sort of special, I would say a local equivalent of how having some sort of ribbon of some sort, which could be then worn by persons attending, you know, and of course be worn throughout the week, you know, I think that would be more appropriate. So, that's it.
This is Juan Manuel, now giving the floor to Raul. This is Raul Bauer speaking now. In the chat room, they were giving some comments so that I could help in approaching sponsors. I'm not very optimistic. I am not very optimistic to obtain resources from the local sponsors, except for those who are usually related to ICANN, and then the regional process could be more interesting than the international one, for example, with LACNIC. Now, as for the souvenirs, I can offer, I can volunteer to get badges or anything you need, the football T-shirt was just a joke because of something I suggested. It could be a mate, although it would not cover what Deb said, but then the mate is something that is a bit uncomfortable to carry from place to place in the hand. You cannot really wear it, but any idea is welcome, and I offer my collaboration to try to obtain ideas on budget, and of course it could be cheaper to buy it in Argentina than to bring it from abroad. So, thank you.
This is Carlos speaking. Okay, on the basis of your input, I suggest the following. Regarding the social event and the definition of the souvenir or promotional items, well, Raul and Juan Manuel should work together on that so that we put together Raul's ideas and Juan Manuel's proposals, and we will be defining the social aspect or social event aspect. Maybe if we seek sponsors altogether, then we can also focus on the promotional item or souvenir that will be appropriate to represent us as a region. Juan Manuel and Raul, would you agree to perform these tasks?
Good.
This is Carlos speaking. Okay, I see that they agree. I see them agreeing in the AC room. So we now move on to the next item, that is any other business. This is item 7 on the agenda. So we will be summarizing the notes or drafting a summary of this meeting.
Carlos, this is Heidi. May I ask a question?
Silvia Vivanco speaking. When would you like to hold the next meeting? How often would you like this group to meet, to hold a conference call? This is Carlos speaking. That's an excellent question. I think we we'll have several meetings. So my suggestion is to hold the next meeting in 2 weeks' time as of today so that we can have the confirmation of speakers and topics, the structure of the presentation we would be showcasing as Lacralo, a definition maybe of sponsors, of the promotional items, and we would be a little bit better situated or positioned regarding our progress. So in 2 weeks' time, we could hold the next meeting. Sylvia says that staff will not be available between October 1st and October 4th. So what date would work for the next meeting? This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I would like to explain that staff will be holding a group meeting in Los Angeles, California. We will be attending a workshop, a very important training workshop. So if you agree, maybe we could hold the next meeting the week of October 7th. And in the meantime, we would stay in touch on the wiki page and by means of our email exchange list. Carlo speaking. Okay, what about Monday, October 7th? You told us that we have until November 8th, so then we should take up the commitment to work in a more agile manner on the list and agree on meeting on Monday, October the 7th. Excuse me, this is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. We could circulate a doodle poll so that you can choose a date or a specific day on the week of October 7. This is Carlos speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. So then there's another proposal that is Monday, September 30th. So Monday, September 30th as well, or else Monday, October the 7th. And Carlos Aguirre supports or agrees with September 30th. I think the sooner the better, so that then we have a wider time window. So let us agree on Monday, September the 30th, unless somebody has any problem with that.
Hi, Carlos, this is Heidi.
This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Heidi would like to take the floor. Go ahead, please, Heidi.
Hi, everyone. This is Heidi. We're actually going to be holding an at-large staff workshop on Monday the 30th.
Oh.
So I'm just wondering if we could actually either do it Friday that week, where we have a little bit of time, perhaps around this time of day, next on Friday the 4th of October, or as Sylvia suggested, we could have a doodle for the week of the 7th of October.
Okay.
This is Carlos speaking. Carlos Aguirre, would you like to take the floor? Carlos speaking. Very well, then. We will circulate the doodle with the options that we have considered. First of all, we have a very tight time frame. We have to take into consideration staff availability, and then we could then circulate the doodle. Is there any other point or any other business that anyone would like to address? Dev, go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you. This is Dave Anand speaking, and I guess the question is really to staff. Do you have any idea what's the size of the room that we'll be in? And if not, well, hopefully that the details could be circulated before the next meeting. Just to have an idea do we have to have catering, you know, inside the room, outside the room, those type of things. If you're going to have any dancing, how would that work and so forth. It would then give us a better idea of how to you know, make everything flow.
Dave, I didn't hear that. You're asking for the room size?
Yeah.
What did you say? Oh, we have that. Yeah. We have that ready to go if you want.
Okay. Okay. Well, once you could send it to the working group,
okay,
that'll be fine.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah, I think you might send.
This is Carlos speaking. Great. We have agreed on several items. We will post them on the list. First of all, we have to start organizing ourselves and perform or complete the action items from this meeting. And then in the next meeting, we will have a more concrete program, a better idea of sponsors. So I don't see anybody asking for the floor at this time. This has been a very fruitful meeting. I thank you all for your participation. Unless you have any further comment, I would bring this meeting to a close. This is Silvia Vivanco from staff. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, everyone. I will post the action items on the wiki page for you to review them and for all of us to start working. I thank you very much for your participation. Goodbye. This is Carlos speaking. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye now.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care all. And thanks again to the interpreters.
You're welcome, Deb.